Perek Aleph, for beginning Perek Beis, and Perek Beis is a very, very special direct continuity from Perek Aleph. Namely, once we established in Perek Aleph that a good part of our task in life is to struggle and to overcome our Yetzirah, and therefore it's important to understand how our Yetzirah works, and to know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu built into the system Torah Mitzvos as the antidote to the Yetzirah. So we spoke about those who, for some reason, run away from this antidote. They run away from learning. They run away from mitzvos. And we spoke about reasons why. We had the peti. We had the leitz. We had the ksil. And how HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to provide for these individuals a refuah, gives them opportunities, one opportunity, another opportunity, and finally the consequences of their failure to return, the midah keneged midah. So now we have to have a description of the antidote, description of what level of Torah u'mitzvos, what quality of Torah u'mitzvos, what does it mean to be involved in Torah u'mitzvos, that it would serve as an antidote to our Yetzirah. So that's Perek Beis. Bini, im tikach amarai u'mitzvosai titzponitach. Okay, here we have the amarai, the Torah, and we have the mitzvos, u'mitzvosai. And it points out that there's a difference. Again, we're talking about what level of Torah u'mitzvos will bring what intensity of Torah u'mitzvos will bring about this antidote. So it has to be that the amarai have to be tikach. So the Gra points out tikach is tamid. In other words, if one takes Torah as of a hagisabo yomam v'layla, and the mitzvosai titzpon itach, namely mitzvos aren't tamid. Mitzvos is more a question of anticipating the opportunity. That's the tzafun. The aloha mitzvos, Gra points out, afal pi shelamadchu kosel mishpateha ech lasotan ad eis bozmana shel ota mitzvah. I'm sorry. Afal pi shelamadchu kosel mishpateha ein lasotan ad eis bozmana shel ota hamitzvah. In other words, and therefore, by the mitzvos, one should be prepared to be mekayim the mitzvahs at all times. One should keep the opportunities of mitzvah in mind. A person still has parents, he should think that, in other words, at what point will there be an opportunity for being mekayim kibud av ve'em? A person lives in Eretz Yisrael. Sorry, mitzvahs atuyas ba'aretz. In other words, how can he be mekayim those mitzvahs in the best proper manner, etc. Then he continues, l'hakshiv l'chochma oznecha tate libcha l'tfuna. Torah and mitzvos basically consist of, in terms of Torah, its entity, and in terms of mitzvos, the hechsher, two levels, a level of chachma and a level of bina. We know of chachma, namely the body of wisdom, and bina, the concept of mevin davar, mitoch davar. So here, we have two psukim. One deals with chachma, one deals with bina, and points out that each of these has two levels. L'hakshiv l'chachma aznecha. The first level of chachma is Moshe kibel Torah Misinai u'masar l'Yoshua. Yoshua l'zakenim, namely to be a mekabel. You have to be willing to be a mekabel, to be an acceptor. And so over here, the l'hakshiv aznecha, that tasel aznecha ka'afar keset, to be able to gain the most from your rabbanim. L'hakshiv l'chachma aznecha. That's stage one of Chachma. Stage two is Tatel Libcha L'Tvuna. Here, Tvuna is not from the concept of Bina, but rather, we're dealing over here with a quality of Chachma. Namely, the Chachma can be raised to a quality of clarity. That's the Tvuna. The Tvuna is taking something to its level of clarity. What the Gra calls over here, they points out that Tvuna is found both in Chachma and in Bina. Kashir Yavin Dovar Al Buryo Nikra Tvuna. It's a level of understanding which would imply a clarity. That requires Libcha. That requires an internalization of the Chachma. So the Chachma has to be accepted. You have to be a kli kibel. You have to be a makabel. That's the hakshiv l'chachma aznecha, and then it has to be internalized to the degree that it's clear. What would be the litmus test to know whether the chachma that one received is clear? So l'chara, there are two litmus tests. One is the ability to say it over to someone else. In other words, you hear a shir, if you can feel that you understand it, but if you can't yet give over that shir to someone else, then you have chachma, you don't yet have tvuna. Tvuna means the ability to say it over to someone else. But there's another fine litmus test that Tosfos points out in Sukkah on Daf Kaf Ches Amud Aleph. Over there, the Gemara deals with the Talmidim of Hillel and points out that the weakest Talmid mentioned last night was Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. The strongest Talmud was Rav Yonasan ben Uziel, and as opposed to a description of everything that he knew by Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, it speaks about Shalom Hiniach, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Sichos Malachi Ashares, Mishrei Dekolim, etc., Maisa Merkava, Maisa Bereshis. By Rav Yonasan ben Uziel, it simply says that when he would learn, the birds flying over his head would burn up. That was his level. So Tosfos, the Malchus Rashi and Tosfos over there, where did that fire come from? To burn up a bird, you need fire. Where does the fire come from? So Rashi says it comes from the Malachi Hasharis. Malachi Hasharis used to gather around Rav Yonasan ben Uziel when he learned that they should also gain from his Torah. And Malachi Hasharis, they're Ke'esh Ochra, and that's where it came from. Tosfos, however, says no. It came from the fact that whenever Rav Yonasan ben Uziel would learn, it was like a recreation of Maimad Har Sinai. It was a recreation of Maimad Har Sinai, and that's where the Eish came from. Tosfos used the phrase that it was smechim kikabalasam, that there was a degree of simcha, that at the time of Maimad Har Sinai, atoharesel adas ki Hashem Elokim, there was such a clarity of Klal Yisrael in terms of the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of the content of the Nevuah, that's considered to be a level of Simcha. So over here, Lahakshiv Lachachma Aznecha, first stage of Chachma is being a Makabel, second stage is internalizing it, Tatelivcha Litvuna, the internalization brings about a clarity to know whether one's reached that level. That would bring about a simcha within the limud and also the ability to say it over. That's on the level of chachma. Hu hadin, on the level of bina, we have these two planes. Ki im labina tikra litvuna titen kolecha. Again, bina is maven davar mitoch davar, taking the chachma that you passively received from your Rebbe and now being bedayik in that and being able to flesh it out, being able to apply it to other areas. So there's one thing to have the basic level of bina, and then there is the tvuna of bina. The tvuna of bina, namely the clarity of the bina. So over here, as opposed to the chachma, where we're dealing with something which is more internal, so we have the listening and the tatas libcha, here we have the kriya and the titen kolecha. In other words, that we're dealing over here with the process of verbalization, that the vina would be verbalized, and the tikra would be on a lower level, and titen kolecha would be to raise the volume to you know, so one's more actively involved in terms of the learning. Then we take it one step further. Ki im tevakshena, and again, we want to know what level of Torah u'mitzvos will bring the antidote to Yetzer Hara. So, firstly, we have the consistency in terms of Torah and the tzfuna, the anticipation of mitzvos. We have being involved both in chachma, both in Torah and mitzvos, and levels of chachma and bina. And finally, im tevakshenu kakesef kemat monim techapsena. Again, we have over here the division between Torah and mitzvos. The Torah would be tevakshenu kakesef, and the mitzvos, again, this is going to the Gra, would be kemat monim techapsena. What's the difference between bikush and achipus, between kesef and matmonim? So the Gra points out that the resha, when dealing with Torah, the mashal that's given is to view Torah like an aveda. That you're searching for an aveda. When you search for an aveda, you basically have to be open to the fact that this aveda could be anywhere. You have no idea where this aveda could be. So that would be similar to kesef. You know, if a person wants to be mitparnes, where the parnas is going to come from, that he has to be able to be open. Maybe he'll be offered a job in China. Maybe he'll be offered a job in Alaska. Where the parnasa comes from, tevakshena, the person has to be open to find the aveda wherever it is. So the Gra brings over here the drasha it's wrote in the footnote in the Gemara in Erev in Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Rochve Asonos Egu Tamidei Chachamim Shemahalchen Meir LeIr MeMedina LeMedina Lilmo Torah. Where you're going to be able to get the Chachma, the Derech of the Bina, you have no idea. In other words, you'll search for it wherever it may be. That's Tevakshena Kekesef. However, mitzvos are more similar to matmonim. Matmonim are hidden treasures. Namely, the hidden treasure was hidden by someone. So it has, there is a map. There's a treasure island. There's a map. You have a direction in which to find. But it may be that let's say you decide that you're going to search for the Titanic, because there was a lot of jewelry on the Titanic. So you know where the Titanic is, but you can only get there during certain seasons of the year. You can only get there during certain weather conditions. That's like a mitzvah. The mitzvah requires a certain time, a certain conditions. So what do you do in the meantime? In the meantime, you prepare yourself. You see, you have your plans. So you learn the halachos of the mitzvah. You prepare yourself for all of the possibilities of what how you're going to exactly to get this to this mitzvah. That would be the kimatbonim to chapsena, namely that a person takes his learning seriously, that he takes the Torah on the level of Tevakshena Kakesef, and he takes the mitzvos on the level of the matmonim that he would be machapes, and in the meantime he would plan his operation. He would learn the halachos of the mitzvah, etc. If a person takes Torah and mitzvos to this degree, then tomorrow will continue in terms of where that brings him to, what level of Torah and mitzvah brings him to, and we'll see how that will serve as the as the antidote to the Yetzirah, right? That's the Oz. You know, if you do this, kaf kach, Oz, etc. Okay, so Bliner tomorrow means Yom Rishon. Okay, so Sunday, Mitzvah Shem, an hour earlier. After Minchah, Sunday, Mitzvah Shem.